And on the line now, I have our arts correspondent Barbara Jennings, and Barbara is doing a review from the group show which is going on at the Oliver Sears Gallery. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John, on this absolutely beautiful, gorgeous day. The sun is shining and the sky is blue. And I'm here in the Oliver Sears Gallery, and it's a group show. Like, for example, now there's a Jeff Schneider, a Selective Attention, and it's absolutely fascinating. There's a woman in darkness and greys, and then there are passion and a collage of oil on canvas. And then there is we have Stephen Lawler, an epitaph on oil on canvas. And there's the textures of the light coming through the darkness, and the rust and the blues on the right-hand side, and the creams and the greens, and it is just an abstract piece which is absolutely beautiful, and if the light shines on it, it can give a gorgeous gloss effect. And there's Ed Milano from the Tokyo Window, which is a six-panel acrylic oil. It's oil on panels, and they're small panels, and the six make up one piece, and it's like a, I don't know, in Tokyo, all these chairs, it's like you're sitting out into the middle of a forest, and there's all these trees, and, you know, it's just interesting. And there's a building, you're looking through the window out at it, and it's absolutely fantastic. And he has a couple of sculptural wood pieces here as well today. And Sarah Armunger, which is watercolor on paper, it's distant horizons, but it's like all these cerises and purples, geometrics, and you'd have to see it, you know, that sort of way. And she has three of these pieces, and one's in all these bright cerises, and then there's greens and blues, and it's absolutely fantastic. Now I'm going to go upstairs. That's just a little of what's downstairs, folks. And I'm going to go upstairs, and there's more fantastic work. Now this is the last exhibition in this gallery on Molesworth Street. This is their last time here before moving to South Frederick Street. And so this is a collection of a mixture, a taste of what the artists who've been exhibiting in this gallery on Molesworth Street. Now, this is a posh gallery, okay? This is a beautiful gallery, and it's got chandeliers and all big windows. And I love these galleries, you know, I have to say. And Michael Caine, The Sun, the Moon, and the Stars. And it's like a... It's oil on wood, and it's like a big plant. And it's like chamomile, but it probably isn't chamomile. It's like a weed, you know, a displaced flower. It's a beautiful, beautiful painting. And there's other ones with Keith Wilson, Being There, Nine, Oil on Linen, and that's like a two-tone. And it's the light coming through the trees of a forest, with a little bit of light and brightness up at the top. And there's, of course, these are just my opinions on things, folks. Come in and make your own objective viewpoints on this. Claire, Corrine, Rain, black on the stoneware. And it's a stoneware sculpture with lots of rain coming down. Wouldn't that be so sad, I think, on the person. And, you know, sometimes you do see sad with art, and sometimes it's reflected, and sometimes the brightness and the positivity. Now, this is beautiful. This is Donald Teskey. Now, I do like Donald Teskey's work. It's just all this greenery, and it's by the riverbank, and it's absolutely beautiful, and the reflections and the water and everything else like that. And do come in, because I... Do come in and look at this. It's beautiful. That's 32,000, by the way.
Well, yourself won't be buying it.
just in case you want to buy it, you know. Catherine Boucher Bung, Last Silage, acrylic on paper. Absolutely gorgeous as well. And that's more like 1,700, folks, okay? You know, and thought, oh, this painting, I like this painting. I do like abstract, Huey O'Donoghue, right? Oil on Linen. And I do like this abstract piece. Orange and black, and It just attracts my eye, you know, and Lawrence Riddle, Fallen Seven, and is it a fallen animal or a fallen man? It's hard to know. And it's again in lots of greys with a touch of blue. Now, you know, there's a few others, and they're very flowers and roses and leaves and foliage and things like that. And they're very, very beautiful. And as I said, this is the last exhibition in Molesworth Street.
Yeah.
And it's worth coming to have a look. They're going to move to South Frederick Street, which is a very good little road for art galleries. I've exhibited there myself as well. It's probably the best art street in Dublin. And if you ever want to go to South Frederick Street, well, there are several good art galleries there as well, and the Oliver Sears is joining them there, and there you have it.
Yeah, and we will just say to people, you don't have to buy something, you can go in and look at these paintings.
Not at all.
And who was I talking to recently, and we were talking about yourself, and we were saying it's just as well your vocabulary is so descriptive, Barbara, because reporting from an art gallery on a radio show, you know, you do a great job on it. You nearly put pictures into people's heads.
I've been coming into art galleries since I was 15 years old in Dublin, okay? And I started all those years ago in my school uniform, not afraid. I wasn't afraid. I knew I was going to art school, right? So I wasn't afraid to press the doorbells and say, please, can I come in and have a look at the art?
Yeah.
And they always said yes. And if you're polite, they'll always say yes. Do you know what I mean? And you behave yourself. Of course you behave yourself,
yeah.
You know. And then I used to go home and write my reviews on it. So
yeah.
I've been doing this.
Yeah.
I started doing this when I was 15. So it's great to have the opportunity to be on air, to bring this to everybody else.
Yeah.
And share my knowledge with people. And sometimes it's just to try and describe the colours, try and get a feeling of it. And there you go. If people get something out of it, well, I'm very happy about that.
And you and I have something in common now with regards to, say, silk screen printing. Did you do your silk screen printing as part of an art course, or did you work on it?
Oh, yeah. I was industrial textile design. It was the first thing I studied was industrial textile design, specialising in fabric printing.
There you go now.
And then I went on to be more historical in Oslo.
Yeah.
I went to art school in Oslo for a few years, and I was doing my medieval history bit.
And you're also a bit of a sculptor, isn't that right?
Well, yes, I'm doing bronze sculptures these days, yeah, as well as my fibre art.
Yeah. Okay, Barbara, anything else of interest?
There's lots of things happening. Everything's brightening up in the city as far as I can see. You know, there's lots of different galleries, folks. Just kind of look up the event guides and you'll find out where the galleries are. And have a little kind of, decide you're going to go, Saturday's a brilliant date for this, of course, and just go in and pop into this gallery and pop into that gallery and go for a lunch or a pint or something, you know,
yeah.
And make it a nice day. And you'll soon get rid of these fears of coming into art galleries. They all want you to come in here because you never know who's going to buy.
Yeah, and some people still think that art galleries are only for posh people, you know, but it's not true.
It's not true, but I mean, you know, you can't have 200 children running around the place or anything like that.
Yeah.
Climbing
the walls.
You have to be, you know, so you have to behave yourself.
Okay, Barbara, listen, it's always nice talking to you. Once again,
okay, I'll
thank
see you next week.
Right, see you next week, Barbara.
Bye.
Yes, Barbara Jennings there reporting from the group show in the Oliver Sears Gallery. And this is the perfect weather now to stroll around town and pop into art galleries, as Barbara said. And most of them are free, which is always good.